Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 28th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup. Klaus Meyer bypasses Madigan as she names new inspector general. Maryland's federal workforce drops. Demolition begins at Pimlico. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier bypassed Kelly Madigan to name Khadija E. Walker as the new inspector general. Maryland's federal workforce saw a 3,500 job decline in June, the largest in 29 years. Demolition has started at Pimlico Racecourse. Howard and Montgomery counties are cracking down on paid house parties. University of Maryland, College Park, made unapproved purchases. Harford County schools are heading to trial over a social media lawsuit. Former Let Gover Steele doubts Trump's tax cut will help GOP in midterms. Justice Dept and conservative law firm target voter registrations in Maryland. Attorneys defending Baltimore jail reprimanded for citing AI-generated citations. Montgomery County signs a law to give preference to displaced federal workers. Community rallies behind Easton Pastor detained by ICE. Carroll County deputies will start serving ICE warrants on August 1st. Ocean City wind farm battle intensifies with legal challenges. Businessman Tom Creek joins the race for Ward 1 alderman in Annapolis as an independent.
California couple files federal complaint against Hawaiian prosecutor, calls on Trump administration to back law criminalizing prosecutorial lies. Christopher and Aaron Mazzi, a California couple and small business owners, have filed a formal complaint against Assistant U.S. Attorney Greg Yates, accusing him of prosecutorial misconduct in their federal PPP loan case. The Mazzis were prosecuted for a PPP loan obtained during the COVID-19 pandemic and sentenced to prison after what they describe as a politically motivated campaign. Their complaint outlines false statements in court, suppression of evidence, asset seizures before indictment, and coercive plea deal tactics. They are now calling on Congress to pass legislation criminalizing prosecutorial lies to restore public faith in the justice system. Alice Marie Johnson, President Trump's pardon czar, is reviewing their clemency petition and supporting evidence of misconduct with support from Roger Stone. The Mazzi story could become a focal point in the next wave of justice reform.
Whistleblower represented by Hoyer Law Group helps recover $8.1 million in False Claims Act settlement. Hoyer Law Group, PLLC, represented Dr. Herbert Remedes in a whistleblower case that led to an $8.1 million settlement under the False Claims Act. The settlement, announced by the Department of Justice, resolved allegations of improper use of federal pandemic relief funds. The case, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Georgia, revealed inaccuracies in certifications submitted under the Treasury Department's Payroll Support Program. The settlement includes over $4 million in restitution, with the whistleblower receiving a statutory share of the recovery. Hoyer Law Group commends the DOJ's Civil Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office for their partnership in achieving this resolution.
The Law Offices of Mark T. Hurt Award Scholarship to UF Sophomore with Holistic Health Vision. The Law Offices of Mark T. Hurt has awarded the 2025 Mark T. Hurt Helping People in Need Scholarship to University of Florida sophomore Miniaris Montanez. Ms. Montanez's goal of becoming a doctor of physical therapy, her commitment to service, and her passion for integrating the arts into holistic health set her apart. Her dedication to advocacy and creating inclusive spaces for creative expression impressed the attorneys. They believe in the power of higher education to create positive change and aim to remove financial barriers for students like Ms. Montanez. The law offices of Mark T. Hurt, with CEO Mark T. Hurt at the helm, offer legal assistance in personal injury, workers' compensation, and more. Contact them for more information on their services and scholarship opportunities.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.